to the two guys.
Yeah.
Medes, or?
Then Alpha Medes, yeah. Myrib Shimon, is that where we're up to? Or we were already by Haholi Kumapa? Yeah. All right. So the Mishnah says, Haholi Kumakom, Mishnah Nun. All right, so it's a holy from Makom Shosin Lamakom Sheinosin, O Makom Sheinosin Lamakom Shosin, Notes a lot of Chori Makom Sheyatsmi Shavachori Makom Shehalakosham, right? We're talking about whether you do Malacha on Erev Pesach, and you always take the Chumas of where you're leaving from and the Chumas of where you're going to. And then it says, Val Yishna other than that, Machlokas. And a person shouldn't change what you do because of Machlokas, right? So the Rashi already says in the Rashi in the Mishnah, the Gemara part of the Gemara is going to ask, Makom she'enos the Makom she'osim v'yu nami lo al yishna v'labit v'amar no sin alav chomei makom she'otz misham, right? These two rules, we just started. So these two rules seem to contradict each other. Rashi already picked it up in our Mishnah, and we're going to pick it up again over here. All right, the question is, we have the rule of lo yishna adim v'pnei machlokes, and we also have the rule here of keeping the chumras of both cities. So Gemara asks, Bishlama, what are you telling me here about not changing with machlokas? And I'd say, that makes sense. Aholei from makom she'osen, the makom she'enosen. If you're going from a place that does malacha to a place that doesn't do malacha, no salav chumra makom she'halach l'sham. Then you could do both, because you could do the chumras of the makom that you're going to. Why? Because al yishna adam and they are machlokas. So if a person shouldn't change them in hakim of a place, because it will create a machlokas. Below Levit, and therefore you don't do malacha. Ella, but what are you going to do in a case of Makom She'enos, and you come from a place that doesn't do malacha, the Makom She'osen to a place that does do malacha? Al Yishna Adam Ne'a Machlokas V'Navid, right? On one hand, you're supposed to avoid creating machlokas, and you should be like everyone else, right? But on the other hand, Ha'amrat, Nosan Alav Chomer Makom She'halach L'Sham Chomer Makom She'yatz M'Sham. On the other hand, you have to take the chomers of both towns, so you're not allowed to do malacha, right? So Gemara has two answers here. Aresha. So Abaye says that the second clause is only explaining the Resha. You're right. You can't avoid machlokas when you have to do your own chumrah. They're diametrically opposed. You can't do one doing the other. But in that situation, when you have to balance whether you want to create a machlokas or whether you want to keep your chumras, you have to keep your chumras. But in a case where you can do both, or where you're the more makel person, then it's an issue of a chumrah. Then it's an issue of machlokas. Then you have to do the machlokas. You have to avoid machlokas and keep the chumras of the town you're going to. Rava says, no, lo olam asefa. It's going on both cases. Halki kamar. And this is what the Mishnah means when it says both things. Ein bezu mipnei shinei hamachlokas. Right? Don't worry. Al Yishna Adam, don't change what you're doing mipnei machlokas. In other words, you always have to worry about creating machlokas, but the Mishnah is giving you a warning. If you go to a town that does malacha, don't worry about machlokas. Why? That's how Rava reads the Mishnah. Because Hara Omer Malacha Asura, Meimer Amre, Kama Badlani Havashukah. So a person's going to see you doing it, and what he's going to think is not that you're treating it differently than the rest of the town, but that you're just a lighter guy, or that you just sit around and do nothing. And since it's not uncommon to have people like that, even in those days, then you're not worried. You don't have to worry. Someone's going to see you not working the field. He's not going to say, oh, you know, Bob is just starting up with us. He's just going to say he doesn't have a job or he doesn't do anything interesting. Morning. Okay, so we know in the olden days, before we had all the gezeiros about 2 days yontif, 1 day yontif, they went by seeing and edus. And basically, everyone kept 1 day yontif as long as the shluchei basin were able to make it to them. And then there was a certain border where past that people did not get the shluchei basin, and therefore they had to keep 2 days yontif from a suffet. As opposed to who also keep it that is a derabanan or a gezera. In those days, it was just a pure suffix. They didn't know, right? So Amar le Rav Safra le Rav Abba. So Rav Safra told Rav Abba. Rav Safra historically is always involved in these issues of 2 days yontif, 1 day yontif. It seems he lived in a place where, generally, he lived in a place where in Tishrei they wouldn't get the Shluchei Beis Din, and Nisan, they would get the Shluchei Beis Din, on a question of what you would do in that situation, which we see is relevant here, actually. So, go to Nandi Adinam, but Kviya Diyarcho. Think this issue here is like us, issue we've been discussing about Chumras and Machlokas, is like us people that know how to set the new moon, which means that they got the Shluchei Beis Din. So we did Malacha on the second day Yantif. But let's say we went to a place that didn't do Malacha on the second day Yantif. Why? Because they didn't know. It was a Suffolk. Neshina Machlokas. Right? So we would not do Malacha because of Machlokas. Right? But Midbar, Mai. And we would only have a shaila about what to do in the desert of those towns. In other words, let's say we were in a geographic area where we knew there were no Shulchei Basin. So we knew that technically, if this area was inhabited, the people that would live here wouldn't keep a second day under. What do? We're by ourselves, so we have to worry about it. So there, that was the shailah. Then in the Midbar, it would be mutter. It seems like that is most likely in the postgame outside of the tchum, is the prevailing custom. It's mutter to do malacha. Mutter to do malacha. The Marsha has an interesting question on this, which if Rav Safra can get there, and Rav Safra lived in a town that has Shluchei Beis Din, that means that Shluchei Beis Din could also get there. So how is this even a relevant issue? It shouldn't be practically a real issue, right? Anyone that lives in a town that keeps one day and can get to a town that keeps 2 days before Yontif, that means that that town can get a Shluchei Beis Din and is really within the border of a one-day Yontif town.
Maybe it takes longer for Shluchei Beis Din. It's a longer travel even for Osaka. It takes 4 days to get there before Yontif. Yontif is on the 14th.
So that could be the answer that Marshall gives is, that's the answer he gives, that technically the issue comes up is that if you were within a town that only got people on Tishrei, you didn't get it in time because there were days of Yontif and just wasn't enough time to get there. But on the other hand, on Nisan, there were more people that were within a border of possibility for the Shluchei Beis Din to come on time. But they would still act as if it was 2 days. Because if they couldn't get in Tishrei, once they started with 2 days, they would always do 2 days. And that was the town. So technically, there would be able to be people that come from a one-day town to a two-day town. But those two-day towns would not have the Shulchan Basin by Rosh Hashanah, so that was how they would do it. Okay. Anyway. So, we're going to shift just for a second into an issue. There's something called Makas Mardis. There's a Machlokas exactly what Makas Mardis is, but if you don't do it, Derabanan. If you don't do it, Derabanan, the Beis Din was allowed to give you Malkus, whether it was a limited amount of Malkus. It seems from many of the Rishonim and Poskim that it's actually an unlimited amount of Malkus until even they can kill you with the Malkus, until the person is willing to accept upon himself this Derabanan again. So Rabnasim bar Asya Azal Mibe Rav Lapum Vadisa Yantav Sheni Shaltzah. So Rabnasim bar Asya, right, went and went outside of the Tchum, I think it means, yeah, right, he went outside of the Tchum on the second day of Shavuos, right? And this was a town, Pumpadisa was obviously in the 2 day town area. It was actually after the time that they even did 1 or 2 day based on it was already he's ready to kind of stir a banan. And Shamsei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef put him in Cherem. So Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Uenagde Mar Nagide, why didn't he get Malkus Mardus, right? Which seems to be the generally accepted punishment for violating a Durabanan. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef, Adifa Avdile, right? This was better. The Bavarava, because in Eretz Yisrael, Miminu Anagide, Devari Bei Rav, Vlo Minna Ashamta. Because, in fact, in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, where they wanted to treat the Rabbanon nicely, they would give Malkus, they would give Malkus, they would choose Malkus over Cherem. So it obviously means that Cherem is worse, and that's why I wanted to give him something even worse than the way they treated people in Eretz Yisrael. So Yikadami, there are those that learn it the other way. Now they're of Yosef, or Yosef actually gave him Malkus, right? So Amalei Abaye Nishamte Mar, Durabu Shmuel Lamar Turao Menadin Al Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias. So why didn't he give him? So why didn't you give him Cherem? Because we have a mimer that says that you should give people Cherem for not keeping the second day Yantif. Amalei ani mili inish da alma. Right, that's true for most people, because like we just said before, because cherem is much worse, and that's the punishment we like to give. Hachatzur yoronin hu, this is a Talmud Chacham, the Tavalei Avdil, I want to give him the easier thing, the Barav miminu anag to say, Varbe Rav loimin na Ashanda, because that's exactly what they used to do in Marava, that's how they used to treat the Tzurva de Rabbanan, and I want to treat him the same. Okay, so the Mishnah then, the next part of the Mishnah we're going to do is about Shemitah. The end of the Mishnah says, so many pages in this. Okay. Hamolik Parashvias mi makom shekalu lemakom shelokalu. We talked about this briefly yesterday. Kalu is the concept that when the that certain pears that grew, you were able to take in and eat and hold into your house on Shemitah until a Zman Bir. The Zman Bir was the time of Kalu. Kalu meant that the fruit or the vegetables were no longer findable in the fields by animals. The question is what you did in Zman Bir. I mean, there was still the idea of Hefker. You would most likely, according to most poskim, it meant that you had to release the food into Hefker, and that you were only then allowed to collect it on a daily basis for what you needed to eat that day. Whereas you can hoard it before the time of Kalo and keep as much as you want. At that point onward, you would have to release some of it out into the world. So there are other poskim that literally means destroy. You no longer were able to keep that, and you have to destroy it. That's the idea of kalu. So the question is, based on what we've been learning until now, right? So let's say you go from a makom shelo kalu, you take your payer shmita from a makom shekalu, where you weren't allowed to eat it, to a makom shelo kalu, to a place where the fruits are still in the field, or makom shelo kalu, makom shekalu, chayav levar. Either way, exactly like we said until now, you have the concept of keep the chumrah of either place. And you would have to destroy them. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, say v'havi l'cha af ata. Right? Rabbi Yehuda has this enigmatic statement that we're going to talk about here, and it's going to, like Rashi says, we're going to explain the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't do what the Tanakhama says. Go, you can look in the field and find it also. Since you can look in the field and find it also, then therefore I hold differently of the Tanakhama. It seems Pasha to translate it. What he's trying to do is be makel. We'll see actually in the Gemara that he's actually being machmer, but. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama. So, frak the Gemara. But the Gemara in the Havamina, the Gemara has the Havamina is that it's a kula, right? That if you bring it to a place, that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that when you bring it to a place that hasn't destroyed, that hasn't run out yet, and you have stuff from a place that has run out, you normally, if you were still home, you'd be destroying this. But you can say to people, I don't have to destroy it, because what's the difference? I have grapes here, there's still grapes in the field, you can send the guy out and bring grapes back here, they'd be sitting next to my grapes, there'd be no difference, why should I destroy my grapes? That's the Gemara's Havmina. So, Frak the Gemara, V'les le'le Rabbi Yehuda had t'nan, Neis alav chumrei makom, shi'atz misham, chumrei makom shalach hasham. No one argues on the beginning part of our Mishnah, and the beginning part of our Mishnah is clear. You have to be machmer like both places. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on that din, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say this din? It seems to be a stira with the first half of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to give a number of answers on this. So Amar Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi Milsach Kriti Kam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is saying something completely different. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't say that there's a missing part of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that it just adds more to the Mishnah. It doesn't do one of their Chesiri Mesra, Rahafi Kitani, but this is the way the Gemara writes it. Milsach Kriti Kam Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying something different. Rachi Kamer, this is what he meant. This is what the Tanakhama meant. Oy mi makom shaloi kalu makom shaloi kalu v'shama shakalu v'makoma. Let's say when you left home, your grapes were still good to eat. When you got to your vacation place, the grapes were still good to eat. But then you go on Yeshiva World, and on Yeshiva World, there's a big banner ad that says, fruits ran out at home, right? You had the app, and the app tells you when your fruits ran out, and you got a vibration, and then you knew it was out. So now what do? Right? Chayev levar. So the Tanakhama says in that case, you're chayev to be mevar, right? Even though technically, chumra, what's the chumra of the makam that you left? What's the chumra of the makam you came to? But because it now is inedible, you have to destroy that, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm makel on that. Say, v'habi l'cha afata mehecha desanu v'ha l'kalahu. Right? Look where I'm coming, right? Look where they are. They're still here, so I don't have to eat it. In that case, you don't have the issue. You're technically not a steerer to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't deal with this exact situation. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, you could be Mako. Gemara has a problem. The name of the Rabbi Yehuda is a Kula Kama. Are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is a Kula? Which is what we always understood. Rabbi Elazar, I am Rabbi Yehuda El Chumra. No, Rabbi Yehuda came as a Chumra. El Epach. You have to learn the Gemara, the Mishnah, our additional case in our Mishnah in the opposite way, right? So the Tanakhama says, when you come from a place that wasn't destroyed, that wasn't run out, to a place that wasn't run out, and then you hear that the place that you left from had ran out, ain't a chayv levar. No, then you don't have to be. Then you don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm say v'habi lecha afat meicha daisino, v'hakol the heicha daisino is from the place that you brought the fruits from. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, don't look at the town that you're in now, but go look at the town where you brought the fruits from. And since in the town you brought the fruits from, currently you cannot leave them in your house. You have to destroy them. So that's the second way to understand the machlokes. Abayam or a third way. Abay says, La'ilam, no, this mission has nothing to do with this case at all. Kuktani. It's exactly like we learned. It's not, that case is not in our Mishnah, so it's really as the language of the Mishnah says, Vachikam, this is what it means to say, O makam shalai kalo, makam shakalo. You went from a place that was not run out, that didn't run out, to a place that did run out, Vahachzir on the Makoman, and now you went back home. Vadayin lo kalo, and now you come home, and it's still good, right? The grapes are still in the field. Ein achayel levayel, the Tanakhama says, you do not have to destroy it. You do not have to keep the chumra of the place you're in temporarily. And Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Tzeva Havil Chaf, Atme Echad Da'asino, look at where you just came from. And where you just came from, they were gone. V'akaluhu, and it's already gone. So you have to destroy it. Just because you didn't stay there, doesn't mean that you have to act any differently. So Frek Tegumar, Maskev Lo of Ashi, Rashi has a question on this. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Atu Agav Dechamar Chaltino, it doesn't make any sense. You're telling me just because it happens to be on the back of your donkey when you pass through the town, it suddenly absorbs the chumas of that town, like magically? It doesn't make any sense. So, fourth answer to the stira of Rabbi Yehuda to the first half of our Mishnah, Lama Rav Ashi, Plukta Dahani Tanai. It's actually connected to another interesting machlokes of Tanaim. The Tanaim we learn in a Braisa, in a Mishnah, I'm sorry, Akovei Shlosha Kavashim. You put three different vegetables into pickling juice at the same time. B'chavis achas, and the same bayal. And now it's Shemitah. And now the question is, every fruit, every vegetable has a different day of zman beer. But now you have a whole grouping of vegetables in some type of a mixture. What do you do? So B'lazar Aymer Eichlin Ala Rishon, you go by, he's the most machmer, he says that when the zman beer of the first of the three vegetables comes out, you can't eat any of the vegetables anymore. It's zman beer for all of them. Rishu Omer Afal Achron. You can actually eat the earlier fruit vegetables based on the last vegetable. So if cucumbers end in January and tomatoes end in February, you can eat cucumbers until February. And Gamliel says, no, it's kol shekal amina min asadi, var amina min achavis. So what do you mean? Just one by one, right? When the cucumbers run out, you take out the cucumbers. When the tomatoes run out, you take out the tomatoes. You don't have to go, why mix them all together? Var alacha kedvar, and the alacha is like Gamliel. Okay, so how does this answer our question, our stira? So you have the Tanakhama who says that you go from each place, right? Back and forth. He holds really like Rabbi Yeshua, that it goes by the last one. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Gamliel. What does that mean? That it says, go and look, when it says save a hubby, go out and look in the field. It means that you're trying to cheshbon which of the three vegetables you have to go by. What do you mean? Go out in the field. If in the field the cucumbers are done, then take out the cucumbers from the bucket. And that's really the machlokas of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. It has nothing to do with the first half of the Mishnah, really, and it has nothing to do with the issue of minhagim and machlokas. Not connected at all. Agumar, right, so now the Gemara is going to bring another answer, the fifth answer. Vina Amar, but Plukta Dahani Tanai. That's actually connected to another Machlokas Tanai, the Tanya, because we learn in Braisa, Eichlam B'tmarim, you can eat dates, Aishi Yechla Achron Shebetzor, until the last date is gone from the, from Tzor, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Tzor is a town, I'm sorry. Ochlin Al Shel Bein Akif, and Bein Ochlin Al Bein Ashitzim. No, it has nothing to do the Zman beer of dates has nothing to do with the town. There's no town that's like the paradigm of dates. It really is where on the date that it comes from. And if you look on the date palm tree has like a thorny area on the, let's say on the trunk, where the dates, I think it means that they fall in there. And technically there are dates that are still in the field, but no one really went in there and got those dates. So even though there are dates in the field, there was a special din by date palms that you wouldn't have to, that Zman beer would be based on the dates on the top. So how does this connect to our Mishnah again? So the Tanakhama would hold that kalu, right, means kalu, right? And so you go baser when it's kalu. And so that has nothing to do with some that are technically harder to get or not harder to get. And so when they're gone, they're gone, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's much more, like we said, remember, we always have to find Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer. So here Rabbi Yehuda is machmer like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right, Rabbi Yehuda says, go and see if you can find. What does that mean, go and see if you can find in the field? Go and try to get. If you go out there and you see the date, but you can't get it, then that's still, it's man beer anyway, right? If you can't get it. So when Rabbi Yehuda says, go out and see what you can get in the field, it means technically, can you get them? And if you can't get them, then you have to be noyig zman beer. Okay. So we're going to continue on our discussion now of zman beer and Shemitah. Tanan Hassan, we learn in Mishnah, Shalos Arzis beer. There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael that are split up for beer. What that means exactly, we'll talk about in a second. Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and Galil. The land of Yehuda, the land of Eber Yarden, and the land of Galil are separate. But Shalosh Arzis b'kol Achas Achas, and all three of those lands have three different geographical types of places. They are Har, Emek, and Shifla. Right? We'll see exactly what those are in a second. But those are the three different types of places. So now the question is, What's the halacha here? What does that mean? It seems Pashup Shah in the post scheme, it means that each of these three lands in general, you know, Eber Yarden, Yehuda, and Galil, have completely separate Zmanei Bir. Those are the three ways to divide Eretz Yisrael. Within those places, you have to keep Zman Bir is based on, let's say, the last fruit. So if the last fruit is still available all the way in the western edge of the Galil, and you live on the eastern edge of the Galil, and you already ran out, you can still have your fruits because it goes by them. The question then becomes, why? What's the din about splitting it in each of those lands into three different lands? But that's the prevailing way. That's the way we're going to read the we're going to learn the Gemara. The other poskim of the Machlokas say that it really means that it's really the three different types of lands, that in, you know, the mountain strawberries are not connected to the valley strawberries. That's how you do it. Umar says, V'lam amr shalosh arzis lebir, shiyu ochlim chol achas achas ashilcha achon shabar, right? Like we just said, why is it, right? The Mishnah says, why are we saying three lands? We're saying three lands because each one, you can wait until the last fruit in that land is gone from the field. How do we know this? Where do we know this din? So Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yosef bar Chanina, Amar Krav, Lahem Tchachaya Asher bar Tzucha, right? It says in Vayikra, by Perishvias, that they're mufgar to give for anybody to eat, and for the Lahem Tchachaya Asher bar Tzucha, right? So why does it say Lahem Tchacha, right? Because if it already says, if Chaya can eat it, then Behema can also eat it, right? Right? So it means to connect the type of eating that a chaya does to the eating that your behema does. So as long as the chaya can eat it in the field, because he can find it, you can also feed it to your behema. Kala the chaya shebasada, when it runs out for the chayos in the sada, kala ventram avayis. You have to end the party for the animals in your house too. Ugamiri, the ain chaya shabu the gadel al paris. And we know this din, we know this practical point that the chayos stayed within these three geographical areas, and therefore we knew as a technicality really that you can look only in the Galil to try to figure out your Zman Bir if you live in the Galil, because you knew that the weasels that live there were not going out into Eretz Yehuda to eat the fruits there. It's Tana Rabbanan. So now we've been talking about Zman Bir and Bir. Where do you do this Bir? So Tana Rabbanan, Perish Yatzmer Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, Mizbarin V'chol Malkum Shehem. If you take Paris from Eretz Yisrael and you're on the plane and you come to America and you have your apples from Eretz Yisrael and you're eating them, and then one day you hear that the apple party has ended in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, what do you do? So Tanakhama says you can just destroy them there. You can mafka them there. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to come back. Shimon ben Elazar, Ami Yasser, and Lekoma. You have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That Zman Bir can only be practiced in Eretz Yisrael itself. He's Varusham, and you have to go back. Yishim Shenemar, because it says Be'artzecha. It says in the Pasuk, right? We just said the Pasuk, Vahemtecha Lechaya Asher Be'artzecha. Then how do you do it? If you're supposed to do Bir for the animals in your field, right? Be'artzecha, you have to go back. Zah Pikte, what do you mean? We already used the Drasha Be'artzecha. Right? To connect, this din we just learned, right? We just did a din, right? Be'ar tzecha, that the animals, it goes by the land that you lived in. Right? Right, Be'chaya. Right? We learned over there, Be'ar tzecha means that each land is separated. So how do we use it again now? So Inami, so Karibe, so Gemara says two answers. Karibe, Be'aretz, Be'ar tzecha, that you know, for one drasha, you only needed to learn ba'aretz. What's ba'aretzecha? So ba'aretzecha means your land, the land that you took the fruits out of, have to go back from here. Inami me asher ba'aretzecha. The word asher is extra. Either one of those is the reason why we can make two drashas from there. Okay. So continue. Rav Sapra, who we've been seeing repeatedly in the last few gemaras, nafuk me Eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz. He traveled from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. And he had with him a container of wine, of Shemitah wine. Love of Bahade, and he was hanging out with his friends, Rav Huna Bray, Rav Iker, Rav Kahana, right? And they were hanging out with him, and Amr Lahu, he said to them, Iker Deshama Leimine, Rav Avu, has anyone heard from Rav Avu this din of Halacha, because they were telling me the name of Rav Avu, Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, Zalacha, like Rosh Shimon Elazar says, we have to go back now and destroy this and do beer on this barrel of wine. Oh Lord, Zalach like Tanakama, we can continue on our way. Amalei Rav Kahana, Hachi Amar Ravo, this is what Ravo said, Alach Rav Shimon Elazar, Alach Rav Shimon Elazar, Amalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Ika, Hachi Amar Ravo, Ein Alach Rav Shimon Elazar, the two Talmidim said the exact opposite halachos of what they heard from Ravo. Arav Safra, Nekot HaKlal, Rav Huna Bidach, right? You should remember what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna is the right one, that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. Because Rav Huna was very careful about what he learned from his Rebbe, Kumo Rechava de Pumpadisa, just like Rechava from Pumpadisa, who was similarly very, very careful of the way that he repeated things from his Rebbe. The Amar Rechava, how do we know that? Because Rechava said, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Harabayis Stav Kafel Hayestav Lufnim Estav. Right, that Rabbi Yehuda said that Harabayis is a stav, a double stav, which seem to be a row of benches or a ledge that people can sit on. Right, a stav within a stav. Now it's interesting. What does that mean? So where do we see that? Because the general way of I'm sorry. Oh, so he was just comparing Rav Huna to Rachva, because Rechava was someone that was super careful in how he repeated the things of his Rebbe, because it's actually in those days it was called an istava. That was the Aramaic word for this row of benches, but Rechava said it the way his Rebbe said it, even though his Rebbe used an unusual word for it. So the fact that Rechava was willing to get on the base medrash and say that this was made out of a stav was an indication that Rechava was someone that was very careful on exactly what his Rebbe said, and he was just comparing him. He was saying, Rav Huna, you're the same way. And therefore, when you have two Talmidim, one says Ein, one says not Ein, and there's a major issue of Halacha, you have to pick the one that was extra careful on how he repeated his Rebbe's sins. So Karele Rav Yosef called Rav Safra on this Pasuk, Ami Be'etu Yishal Umaklo Yagidlo, that is, Maklo, and he made Maklo normally means stick, but it also means kol ha-mekalo, makalo. That the Rebbe, that the person who's makalo is the person you have to listen to. So if you're not sure exactly what the klal is, if you're not sure exactly who to follow or what the halacha is, that this pasuk is teaching you that you follow Rav Safra because Rav Safra was someone that was willing to be makel, either willing or knew how to be makel. We know the Gemara talks about this a lot. Someone who's makel means he knows a lot more about the halacha because he's willing to go back and forth. It's very easy to be machmir because you can just guess and say he's awesome, I guess. Right, be safe. Okay, so now we're going to go back again to the Paris of Shemitah. So Rav Elai cuts kafnais of the Shemitah. Okay, so before we start, this is a halacha by Shemitah that you're not allowed to destroy, right? You're not allowed to work the Paris, and within that working the Paris is this issue of destroying Paris of Shemitah. You can't just go up to an apple tree in Shemitah and say, hey, apple, and just, you know, blow it up. I don't know why, but you would, right? Similarly, there's a similar din by Arla, right? The question, though, becomes that at the same time that you're not allowed to destroy a fruit of Shemitah, you are allowed to take a stick from a tree of Shemitah, right? You are allowed to use a leaf from a tree of Shemitah. It's not a din in the trees, it's a din in the fruit. Right. So the question becomes, what are you allowed to do with these trees, right? So Rabbi Eli cut off Kachnisa de Shvisa, right? He cut off from a Shemitah day palm, right, the palm fronds that were not yet ripened. It was still growing. And he wanted to use them. I'm not sure why, but he wanted to use them. But because... The wood?
Oil.
They were still moist, and he wanted to take the oil.
He chopped the whole tree down.
He chopped the whole tree? Yeah. Like a shoot. Right, I guess that's what it means here, yeah. He cut off a growing tree so it didn't have fruit yet, but it wasn't because it was a part of the tree that didn't grow fruit, it was because it just didn't grow fruit yet. So the question now becomes, technically, you're destroying future fruit. Right? And the Gemara says, Hefi Avidhafi, how did he do that? La'achlam rachmanav lo'y la'hasiv, you're not allowed to destroy fruit, right? And you're the one that created this, you're the one that created the situation where the fruit was going to be destroyed. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What are we saying? If you're telling me that the only time that you can't do this is when it's connected to the fruit itself, right? But if there's no fruit there at all, in other words, it's not connected to the actual fruit, right? There is no iser of destroying it, because it's not technically, quote-unquote, a pre, right? How can you say that? The mischale were I think the arsquas is a very technical word for it, but it was the husks around the dates that are in arla asira. You weren't allowed to destroy. You weren't allowed to use those either, right? Those were also asirana, even though they're not quote unquote fruit. Hail benasu shomer leperi, because they were used to protect the fruit. So since they were connected to the use of the fruit, they therefore were considered within the same Isser Arla of fruit. V'shomer l'peri emes havi b'chufri, v'kakari l'peri. So we see that we would consider the Shomrei Pri fruit also for the Isser of Arla, and why should this be any different at all, right? Why should there be any different Isser by the cutting down an entire shoot of a palm tree? Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, Rav Yossi, he holds like Rav Yossi, the Tanaim Rav Yossi Amar Smadar, right, which were like the tiny grapes that were pre-grapes, they weren't grapes yet, but they were before the grapes grew, they looked a little bit like grapes. Aser, those are Aser, because Arla Mneshu Peri, Ipligi Rabbanon Aleh. But the Rabbanon argued on that. And the Rabbanon said that they were mutter by Arla, and you didn't have to worry then, right? Because they weren't finished yet. So Rabbi Eli, he held like the Rabbanon, right? He held that if smadar are not aser, then certainly a shoot of a day palm that doesn't have any even beginnings of a fruit is the same issue. So maskifla Rav Simi Menarda, Rav Simi Menarda asked on this. And we believe the Rabbanon led to Rav Yosef. The Rabbanon really argued on Rav Yosef b'shari lanos and any other fruit tree besides a grapevine. Vatanan, we learn in a Mishnah, me'emasai inkotz v'naselanu b'shrias. From when can you stop? When are you not allowed to cut down the trees on Shemitah? Right? When are the trees fully ripened enough that it has the iser? Beishamay Aaron Kol Ilanos Mashiyotziu. Right? So it's from right away Nisan, right? We make a bracha for the Ilanos on Nisan, right? Because they're starting to grow. So that's when they already usher. It's Hil Aimer Hafaru that each one has a different time. Acharuvin Mashiyashashru, right? Vagafanim Mashiyagriu. Lazis and Mashiyanetsu, right? There's certain points in their growth. Each one a different one. Shakal Ilanos Mashiyotziu. So what's the kasha here? The Amr of Asi, right? Who boser, who gorer, who pol lavan, right? So first of all, I was going to try to explain exactly what this means. This is all one sugya, so might as well just finish it when we have a little bit of time. Yesterday we ended it a little bit too early. Now we'll end a little bit too late. Anyway, since I'm giving it tomorrow, it doesn't matter, right? Anyway, so Amr of Asi, what does this mean? Who boser, who gorer, who pol lavan? So we said that Anavim are connected to this thing, Geirua, right? But it seems from Rav Asi that Geirua is a Pol Halavan, right? Pol, right? So how is that possible? Pol Halavan, Salkadaita, what are you talking about, right? How can Geirua be Pol Halavan, right? Geirua seems to be a type of growth in a grape, right? It's not Pol Halavan. Ela'ema, Shi'ura Ke Pol Halavan, that the sheer Geirua is when it looks like a Pol Halavan, right? So whenever we say yagriu, right, by gafanim, right, it's that point. Ma'ashamis le'damer b'iser in smadulai, right. So now we see that there's a difference between b'iser on a grape and smadar on a grape. So loy, right, and it's not considered a pre rabbanon, right. But how do we say the rabbanon said, right? What do we say that the rabbanon said? We said the Rabbanon said, right, we go back to our answer on Onach or Rabbi Yossi, it says Rabbi Yossi, I'm a smadar aser, right, a pliga Rabbanon aleya, right? So how do we say now smadar seems to be a pre, according to everyone? So in other words, we just said that it seems like everyone holds in that Mishnah that baiser or smadar is the time of a grape. So how can you say that the Rabbanon are matar, right? So Ella Rabbi Lai bin the Nisikai cuts, right? So Rabbi Gemara is saying, no, you're right. We overreached there for a minute, and what we're telling you is that it was a certain type. There are two types. You see in Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of day palms. There are day palms that don't really grow real fruit. They grow like fake fruit. They're called the male day palms, and those, right? Everyone used to cut down, and those you can always cut. So really, the whole story, or whole issue with what. Whatever Lai was doing is a false issue because he really had no, he wasn't doing anything wrong. You were allowed to cut this out. We're going to continue in this vein a little bit more tomorrow, and then we're going to go on to the other Mishnayos and other Inyanim.